I'm definitely preparing. Definitely going to prepare to. Not expecting anything, but always prepare as if you're the starter. You know, as you saw, anything can happen, so you got to be ready to go in and execute and run the offense. So I'm definitely going to put in more time this week in preparation.
The fact that you know, you were already sprinkled in there in the game plan with some of the read option stuff before Cody ended up going out, was that at all beneficial when the flip, the switch had to be flipped and it became your show, the fact that you're at least kind of running on and off the way you were already?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd gotten in, you know, gotten to break a sweat, take that first hit. So I got into the rhythm of the game a little bit, which helped kind of ease my nerves a little bit. So I felt comfortable when I was, you know, asked to go out there and you know, play quarterback full time.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit after the game yesterday, and then we just talked about it again with you. How often does he stretch or stress the need for you guys to protect yourself as quarterbacks so you don't take the big hit, so you're not forcing the sideline like, you know, everybody else?
It's you know, extremely vital. You need to do that. You need to protect yourself. It's not, you know, a pride thing. You want to, you know, for your team, you want to protect yourself so you can stay in the game and put yourself in a good situation to execute the offense. So, you know, I learned from yesterday a little bit more. Got some good hits and was able to get down a few more times. But now I kind of understand, you know, which situations you want to kind of go for the first down or the end zone and when to kind of get down and you know, protect yourself.
Like in the course of a play, does that pop into your head? Like if you're running in the open field, is that always kind of in the back of your mind to protect yourself, or is it all fight for that last yard?
It depends on the situation. You know, if it's first down and you get 8 yards, you know, slide, protect yourself. But if it's, you know, crunch time and it's third down and you're a yard away from the chains, you know, with the competitor, and he's going to kind of, you know, dive for that extra yard. So first and foremost, you have to protect yourself, protect the offense. Make sure that you, you know, put yourself in a good situation.
How do you remember seeing the read option too much at Stanford? Did you run it?
Yeah, we ran it a good amount. You know, not we didn't live by it, but we sprinkled it in there a good amount that I felt comfortable running it yesterday.
Is it harder to balance protecting yourself though on a day like yesterday when you guys were kind of most effective offensively when you were running the ball?
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of had to flip a switch mentally when you know, the first few runs, I was mostly just running in there to do the zone read stuff, so I knew I was kind of had a running back mentality. And then when I, you know, had to play quarterback full time, then you flip the switch to kind of protect yourself, knowing that, you know, if anything happens, then you know, Terrell is going to come in, but after him, really not many options after that. So really just making sure that you're playing smart and protecting yourself.
How much of the offense is at your disposal right now?
You know, I feel comfortable that anything the coaches call, I can run. So, you know, I didn't feel any problems. They were spitting the calls out to me in the headset, and I felt good about going in and calling them and running them.
Why do you say you're not expecting to start?
You know, I'm preparing to, but I don't know what's going on. I know Cody's trying to get back, but he's in the protocol for concussions. But I know he's fighting to get back, and I know Josh is fighting to get back too. That, you know, that's up to the coaches and how the week goes of practice. But I'm definitely going to prepare and, you know, spend all the time I can preparing as if I am the starter. I just don't know.
Given that same play where the back end flipped to Gary Bonner, had that been available to you more in the game?
Yeah.
In the moment, would you have attempted that pass?
I'm sorry.
The pass that Cody got thrown out. The one where, you know, seems to be some suggestion.
Oh,
okay.
You
give it up and you protect yourself.
I mean, yeah, Cody's trying to make a play there, and I mean, Cody's a tough kid. That was just one of those things where he got a good hit, and then I think he just hit the ground. You know, it was just one of those plays, but he's trying to make a play there and made a great play. If it wasn't the unfortunate circumstance of what happened, then that's a great play, getting us in third and short, manageable situation. So you can't really fault him for that. It's just him being a football player.